Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. I'm Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. We are in a series called Detours, and the main idea of this series is God uses even our wrong turns to get us to the right places. Sunday at the Delaware campus, we continued our look at the life of Judah. Genesis 50 is the pinnacle of the narrative where Judah and his brothers come to Joseph after the death of their father and make up a lie to try to save their own skin. They tell Joseph that before their father, Jacob, died, he asked them to encourage Joseph to forgive them. What's crazy is even after all that Joseph has done for them and has chosen to forgive them, that they are still posturing to save their own skin. And this highlights what Tim Keller says, that Christianity is the history of grace to those who aren't looking for it, don't deserve it, and don't appreciate it once they have it. Even after they've been given this great grace by Joseph, they're still lying and still trying to cover up their sin. No matter how much Judah has changed, he is still flawed and weak, just like we are. Grace is not something that we need to experience just once and then we're good. No, we need the grace of God on an ongoing basis. And this grace, this ongoing grace that we need, shows us a couple of things about Judah's life and ours. First, because of the grace of Jesus, it's not too late. Judah hadn't seen Joseph in 20 years. He not only faked the death of his brother and then covered it up and then lied to his father for 20 years, Judah did all of those things, but in the end, he did change. He became a different person. He saw the errors of his ways, and we see this most clearly in the fact that he once led the charge for Joseph being sold into slavery, and now he is advocating for the release of his younger brother. He even offers himself as a substitute for the life of Benjamin. So after all these years, he changes. He makes amends. He is forgiven. And for us, I think it's important that, you know, we wrestle with this. We just feel like some things are too far gone. Some things are too far in the past. Can't be forgiven and we can't make amends. But Judah's life shows us that we can make things right. This narrative shows us that it's not too late, that we can get our lives back. That no matter how far we've gone or how long it's been, we can forgive and be forgiven. But there's a second thing that grace shows us, not only that it's not too late, but secondly, it tells us that because of God's grace, God never wastes anything. After everything that has happened to Joseph, in the end, this was the conclusion he came to about all the injustice he suffered. He tells his brothers in Genesis 50:20, "What you meant for evil, God meant for good." God doesn't waste anything, not even the biggest evil that we do or that is done to us. If God can redeem the difficulties in the life of Joseph, then God doesn't waste our stories either. If God can use even the injustice of the death of Jesus to redeem the world, what could God do with the injustices in our stories, the ones we both have done and the ones done to us? See, God never wastes anything. Not to mention that Joseph was sent to Egypt not primarily so that he could be elevated from the pit to the palace or to go from the prison cell to being a prince, although that's definitely true. But the main reason that Joseph is sent to Egypt is what he tells his brothers. God meant this for good to preserve life. Joseph is sent to Egypt so that Judah doesn't starve. Why? Because Judah would have kids, who would have kids, who would have kids. And one of those kids was King David. And then David's kids would have kids, who would have kids, who would have kids. And eventually, Jesus is born from the line of Judah. Judah's life is preserved and the life of his family is preserved so that Jesus could be born and rescue us. And if God can do all that through the broken life of Judah and the difficult life of Joseph, what do you think he can do in and through our lives? See, he doesn't waste anything. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. We hope that you'll come back for more episodes. Father, Thank you that because of Jesus, it's never too late. It's never too late to ask for forgiveness, to seek, to make amends, to walk in the truth. Thank you that you never waste anything. Even the most hurtful, difficult things in our lives, you can still redeem. Thank you for the grace that we have in Jesus that makes all that possible. We pray this in His name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a moment and pray and thank the Lord for His redemption in your story.